Good morning.
The bishop said, my name is Father Luther. I'm the priest of this diocese of Spokane, and I'm glad to be back here at the cathedral. I was ordained right in this place 10 years ago, May the 21st, 2010. After my formation in the seminary at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., and also at Bishop White. I am currently the pastor of Our Lady of the Valley Church in Okanogan, Immaculate Conception Church in Oroville, and also Holy Rosary Church in Tonasket. And again, I am so blessed to be here with you at the Mass and those who are watching through Facebook Live. I am here to ask for your help and donations to build a church in Uganda. But before that, I would like, first of all, to thank you so much for supporting and helping the parishes up north in Tonasket, Oroville, and Okanogan. This year has been really difficult for us, not just because of the pandemic, but maybe, as you may have heard, because of the wildfires that we had that destroyed a lot of things. We had a big fire up in the small little town of Loomis by Palma Lake, and then another huge fire that burnt down a lot of areas from Omak, Okanogan, driving down Highway 97 through Malat, Bridgeport, and Mansfield. And that was a huge fire. A lot of families lost property and a lot of things. I remember in the midst of all that, I received a phone call from Bishop Daly, who asked me a question: what do you need? What do people need now? And so the bishop was able to send us a donation to help the families. And also Father Kano called me with the same question: how can we help? How can the cathedral help? And before I know it, he had sent a group of people with water bottles and some gift cards from Walmart. And I can't tell you how, it was so tremendous help, a lot of help that you gave to the people in my parishes. And on their behalf, I would like to personally thank you for your help. I'd like also to share a story with you about the Catholic faith in Uganda. The first missionaries came to Uganda in 1879. They were from the Congregation of the White Fathers. And as soon as they arrived, they were received well in the palace by the king, who gave them permission to catechize and teach the people. Unfortunately, just only about a month, a little bit over a month, the king died. And the prince who succeeded him, he hated the Christians. And so he decided to kill the first converts by burning them alive. Those became, indeed, the first martyrs in Uganda. And remember one of the saints who says that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the Christian faith. And that became so true in my country, because after their death, we had massive conversions of people, whereby people really truly embraced the faith. And it is, even today, we have the Uganda martyrs who were canonized by Pope Paul VI. Every 3rd of June, which is their feast day, we gather together as a country, and a lot of people from other parts of the world who go to make pilgrimage in this area. Last year, I went back, and there were over 2 million people in this one place. It's such a huge testimony of the faith, the strong Catholic faith in Uganda. My family is Catholic. All of us, I always even say that even the cat is Catholic. And the area where I grew up, we have thousands and thousands of Catholics. But we have three big problems. The first one is the population, which I can say maybe is a blessing in disguise. We have an increasing population, lots and lots of people, Catholics, who have gathered and they continue to settle in this area because it is expanding from the city. Yet the church, the main church, the main parish remains very far away. So people have to walk a very long distance to go to the main parish. I used to walk that distance when I was living in Uganda as a child. And for me, it wasn't a problem. But today it has been much, much deeper, much more difficult for the people. Second, it's a very poor area. That's where I grew up, and people basically, there is not a lot of jobs. People just depend on a few crops that they grow to sustain themselves and their families. And it's even more difficult today due to the pandemic. And so it's in the background that I sincerely ask and profoundly ask for your help so that we can construct a church in this area, which is so much needed. For us, a church is not simply a building. A church is a place where we celebrate the Eucharist. That is the one thing. People gather to celebrate the Mass. And today it is even more difficult because people, when I went there last year, you know, I found that they had organized themselves and they had put up this little structure, wooden structure, where, you know, at least the altar, the priest can celebrate the Mass, but the people sit outside. And it's very inconveniencing because it's very hot. And also, when it rains now, in the rainy season, it becomes even more difficult. But I liked it so much because most of the people in Africa, there is a mentality that they have that, well, we're going to get this from the USA, this and that, which is wrong. We have a saying that God helps those who help themselves. And so if we have a group of people that have organized and they have bought a little piece of land, you know, how can we help them? How can we support them? How can we add to that little that they have had, that they have, so that they can build a structure, a building for them, you know, for the Eucharist, for the children, for the youth, and, you know, for everybody, which is a center. And that is what I sincerely and profoundly ask you to help. Father Kano has been so gracious, and he wrote something about this in the bulletin. And of course, there is an envelope there for any donation you would like to make to this project. Also, I just checked on the website, the cathedral website, SpokaneCathedral.com. There is also a link where you can make that donation. Any help that you know you give. For us, when we build, we use bricks, and we take it that you have contributed at least a brick to this structure, to this construction, so that the people can also worship. So, I am profoundly thankful for your generosity, for your help in helping the people to promote our Catholic faith. Lastly, I just want to say just a few things about Advent, because this is a very holy season. It's a season of grace. And obviously, we always hear during these 4 weeks, the Lord calling us to prepare. He's calling us to watch, as we hear in the gospel today. To watch for what? For his coming. And we see that in two ways. We not only wait for the celebration of Christmas, prepare for the celebration of Christmas, his birth, his coming in our lives, but also we also prepare for the time that he is calling, is going to call us personally to come to himself. Every time I wake up, I always say, you know what? That's another day. I'm not growing any younger. I play soccer, but my bones are aching now. And I don't run as I used to run. And so that always reminds me that the time is going to come for the Lord also to call me to himself. And just for everybody as well, that's what God is inviting us to think about today. How are we preparing for that time? Not just for Christmas, but also for that time when he comes and knocks at our door. We can prepare, of course, through our prayer life, through reconciliation, and also through works of charity. And I pray that this time of Advent may give us an opportunity to be reconciled to God and to prepare for the time he comes, not just for Christmas, but also with the time he comes in our lives. Amen.